Jesus says, listen, there's a choice that you have. You can go the broad way where I'm working on my own success, I'm working on my own goodness, I'm working on trying to get there on my own effort, I'm trying pleasure, I'm trying things of the world, I'm trying money, I'm trying all these things, and that way, as long as I'm not as bad as that guy, God will accept me. And Jesus says, no, that's the broad way. The narrow way is this way, and there's only one door, and the reason it's narrow is because the door's name is Jesus Christ. And I can only get on this path through Jesus Christ and walk in the way of obedience according to his word. Everyone say, you asked for it. Yes, you did. When you came to church, boy, you asked for it. Let me tell you what. We're in a series called You Asked For It, and it's all about answering the questions that we might have about God, Christianity, the Bible, life, all those kind of things. And so we've been delving into that for the past couple of weeks. And you guys have sent me some great questions. I've been asked some great questions personally, people walking up to me, even little kids coming up. Pastor Zach, why did this happen? And, you know, why do people put walnuts in cookies? I'm like, I don't know, son. But that's from the devil. Today we're going to answer a very important and very, very asked question, and that is this: why do bad things happen to good people? Who here has ever heard that question or asked it before? Why do bad things happen to good people? You know, people wrestle with this all of the time, and we've even wrestled with it because we will say, why me, God? Maybe you've got something going on in your life. You're like, why me, God? When 9/11 happened, the world asked, why, God? America asked, why, God? There was nice, innocent people in those buildings. When a family member gets sick or somebody gets cancer or somebody dies, suddenly we ask, why, God? When my mom died suddenly of a brain aneurysm, I asked, why, God? My whole family did. When my brother-in-law died suddenly in his patrol car, we asked, why? Why did this happen? And we ask these things all the time, don't we? When something happens around the world, we ask why. When we see videos of little children with bloated bellies starving to death in other countries, we ask, why, God? Why did this happen? Why do these things happen? These seem like good people. Why is this going on? Anybody with me? Wrestled with these things? These are things that people have wrestled with for years, and they've talked about them, and I think we can all agree when those bad things happen, we all question God. We all question God's goodness. We question his, you know, his sincerity, his love for us. We question his, you know, his intelligence. Like, I don't know if you really thought this one through, God. Because if I was God, I would have done things a little differently. Why? Well, this question has been discussed and talked about and preached about and written about for years and years and years and years. And there's no way I can exhaust the answer to this question, but I can give you a few things to consider that I think will help us as we navigate the difficult times in our lives. And we're going to start with this. Why do bad things happen to good people? Well, first of all, this is not heaven. Because imagine if this service was heaven. Man, what a disappointment. I mean, I got to listen to Pastor Zach preach in heaven. I cannot. This cannot be heaven, God. Why? Why? This isn't heaven. Earth is not heaven. You ever been somewhere and you've been doing something? Maybe you got into the hot tub or you went to the beach and you finally put on your SPF 250 and you laid down in that towel and you're like, this is heaven. Right? For you moms, you finally got that crying baby to sleep and you're like, silence is heaven. Whatever it is, you know, you kind of get this moment where like, oh, this is awesome. This must be what heaven is like. Well, it's not heaven. I'm not trying to disappoint anybody or burst anybody's bubble, but maybe you didn't know that. This is not, you have not arrived yet. This isn't heaven. And because of that, we deal with difficulties. Let me tell you why this is not heaven. I'm gonna tell you in one word with three letters. The reason this is not heaven is because of sin. Sin makes this world an ugly place. And let me tell you how sin came about, just in case you don't know and you haven't read the passages. See, we believe as Christians that God created the heavens and the earth. that it wasn't just, you know, this happenstance. It wasn't a big boom. We weren't flying on the back of crystals. We didn't come out of some ooze and descend from some animal. We don't believe in Darwinianism or evolution. We don't even believe in Christian evolution. We believe that God, out of his spoken word, created the heavens and the earth. He spoke and it was. And when he created the earth, he said it was good. And God created this special place on the earth called the Garden of Eden, known as the Garden of the Lord. And it was perfect. It was literally a heaven on earth. And God put two people in that garden named Adam and Eve, the very first two humans that God created in his image. And he said, listen, I want you to take this whole place. This is awesome. You're going to live here forever. Be fruitful and multiply. Watch over it. It's going to be great. And they're like, awesome. And that deceiver, that devil, that he came in and he deceived Eve. And she disobeyed God, and then she turned and she gave to her husband the fruit that God commanded them not to eat, and sin came into the world, and the world was broken. Our lives were broken, because now we live in rebellion against God. That's sin. And it brought about a great consequence. I don't know if you know this, but did you know that sin has a consequence? Did you know that? If you get mad and you stab somebody with your butter knife or even a spoon and they die, there's a consequence. You know what the consequence is? They died and you go to jail. There's a consequence. Now, there's not only a natural consequence of sin, there's also a spiritual consequence to sin. It's called death. We physically die, but not just physically, we spiritually die. Jesus called hell the second death. In other words, sin has an ultimate consequence, and we really don't want any part of that. You know why? Because this isn't heaven. The world's broken. Another term that we use in Christendom is called it's fallen. We've fallen short, which we'll read in a minute. Here's what Hebrews says about sin. It says, when Adam sinned, that's the first man, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world, and Adam's sin brought death. Everyone say death. Death. And that death, so death spread to everyone. We all got it. It was contagious. We all got it, and because everyone sinned. So that death became a domino effect in everyone's life, and that sin caused death. Now, with death comes all of the things that come with it. Pain and suffering and sickness and anger and rage and rebellion and attitude and immorality and all of these things that come with it lead to death. The reason why bad things happen to good people is because this isn't heaven. It's not meant to be. Our heaven is coming. Did you hear me? Our heaven is coming one day. This is the hope of the believer in Jesus, that one day we will forevermore be with the Lord, full of peace and joy in his presence forevermore. What a great hope that is. Now, sin has a price, and here's what Proverbs 10 says about it. It says, the wages, everyone say wages, the wages of the righteous is life, but the earnings of the wicked are sin and death. This is what sin earns for us, right? Sin earns us death. That's the consequence. In fact, Romans says this about it in Romans 6:23. It says, for the wages, there's that word again. Everyone say wages. The wages of sin is death. Now stop. Who here wishes that their boss would pay them more? Some of you are like, I shouldn't raise my hand. My boss is here. Now, no one ever says, gosh, I wish the wages of my sin was more than death. Because that is ultimately the ultimate wage of sin. That's the ultimate payout of sin is death. It says the wages, what it earns. The wages of sin is death. Let's get that verse back up there for me. The wages of sin is death, but, here's the good news, the free gift, everyone say free gift, of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So the depressing part of it is like, man, the wages of sin is death. That's not very exciting. But the good news is there's a free gift that comes through Jesus Christ. And that's the wonderful part of it, is that God doesn't leave us with the destiny of death. He gives us life through his son, Jesus Christ. Even good people, which we'll talk about in a minute, experience the pain of sin. You experience it on a regular basis. Things that die, pain and suffering, guilt and remorse, and shame, broken relationships, bad attitudes, mental illness, physical handicaps, things that result in imperfections are a result ultimately of sin, because sin brings death. Why do Do bad things happen to good people? Well, we really should answer that question with another question, and that's this. Are there good people? Are there actually good people in the world? Now, I don't want to set you up for failure, but think about this for a second. A lot of people say, yeah, there's really good people in the world. I would agree with you in the context that there are people who do good things, but the question is, are there actually good people in the world? Are any of you actually good? Are you a good person? Here's what Jesus said about it. Jesus said, no one is good except God alone. How many people are good? How many, church? No one. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm not as good as I think I am. Some of you, I just healed your whole marriage. Just like total victory right now. Thank God. I was waiting for her to say that for like 10 years. Not as good as I think I am. Because look, no, this is Jesus, by the way. It's not me, so you can't leave here like, Pastor really beat me up today. Jesus said, no one is good. Not you, not you, not you, especially not you, sir. Not you, not you. No one's good except God alone. That's a very exclusive statement. In a world that wants to be inclusive, God is exclusive in the context. He says, no one's good. No one is good except God. That's a very high bar, isn't it? That's a very high standard. It's one we cannot achieve in and of ourselves. Why? Because of sin. This is not heaven. Sin has broken the world. It's broken our lives. It's broken our heart. It's broken our relationship with God. In fact, Romans 3 says this, for everyone has sinned, and we all fall short. How many people fall short? We all fall short of God's glorious standard. No one is exempt from this problem of sin. So when we ask the question, why do bad things happen to good people, the part of that question we should answer is, are we really good? Because the question's not really right in the first place, because we're not good. There are people who do good things. I'm sure you do good things, but we're not inherently good because we're inherently sinful. We all fall short. And I don't say that to beat you up, because we're going somewhere. It's just to understand the reality of the human nature, of the problem, of why we need a Savior. It's because I'm not good, and I have no hope of being good, but I know someone who is good. And his name is Jesus. And I turn to him. Now you might say, well, no, I'm actually a really good pastor. I don't believe a word you're saying right now. Just get done, because I want a cheeseburger. I heard there's a barbecue afterwards, and that's why I'm visiting today. Too far, Pastor, too far. You might say, well, no, I'm not really as bad as all that, you know. Because we do one of two things with our sin. We either fake it with our goodness, we fake it. In other words, we fake it in the context where we pretend to be somebody we're not. When we're around people, we're like, oh, I'm really nice, and I'm really generous, and I'm really good. And even some of you, when you come to church, maybe you fake your relationship with Jesus. Okay, well, it looks like everybody, I better, he came from heaven to earth. Right? Okay, that guy, I better pretend I'm religious and put my hand up, right? Okay, but you're really not. Maybe at home, you're like, you know, you're the devil. Okay, you fake it, right? Or we compare our goodness. We compare it in the fact that, and this was asked to me many times over the past few weeks when I started this series, they said, hey, would God really forgive a serial killer? That was one question. Another one, would God really forgive a pedophile? Those are deep questions. Those are heavy questions. And I am such a dork. I said, well, what kind of cereal? Because I killed a box of Cheerios this morning. Too far, too much. Thank you. Dad joke! The answer, well, God can forgive a murderer, a mass murderer. Would God forgive a pedophile, someone who does atrocious things? Would God forgive a dictator who kills millions of people if they come to Jesus Christ? The answer is yes. we don't like that because we compare our goodness. Well, I'm not as bad as them, so I'm a good person because I'm not as bad as them, and because I'm not as bad as them, God will accept me. They deserve death, but not me. I know none of you have ever thought that way. You know what I mean? You follow me right now? These are things people wrestle with, and maybe many of you. How could God possibly forgive a murderer? The better question is, how could God possibly forgive us? How is it possible that he would forgive me when I'm really not as good as I think I am? See, Romans goes on and it says, no one is righteous, not even one. No one is truly wise. No one is seeking God. All have turned away. All have become useless. No one does good, not a single one. You see how clear God is in the scriptures about our person, the way we are, the state of our being? He's very clear that we need some help. Now, maybe you're saying, well, I'm not as bad as that. This is really, I'm not trying to depress you because we're going somewhere. Say, well, I haven't done any of these things. Well, let's start with this. Let's just do some basic things we all struggle with, okay? Anybody here ever lied? Okay, if you haven't raised your hand, you're lying right now. In church. So you lied. Have you ever lusted after someone? I didn't even ask you to raise your hand. Some of you are like, oh, boy. On the way to church, let me tell you. That is the first time that has ever happened. I hope that's on video, Wayne. Somebody's like, yep. I love you guys. That was beautiful. Now listen, we all have. We all have, okay? So you saw somebody like, man, I really want that person, right? And you've lusted, you've thought about it, you know, maybe pornography, maybe whatever, it doesn't matter. You're like, I've lusted after that person. Okay, so that means we've sinned. Okay, have you ever hated someone? Not as many hands shot up as fast that time. I hate that person. We have a lot of hate in our country and political figures right now. I hate Joe Biden. I hate Donald Trump. I hate any Democrat. I hate any Republican. Jesus said if you hate someone, you're guilty of murder. So already we've broken several of the Ten Commandments just by the few things I've said to you right now, God's moral law. Now you're like, maybe you are really, 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 really in denial, and you're like, I haven't done any of those things. I've got you. Pastor's got you. Did you ever disrespect or disobey your parents? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yep, you did. You already broke one of the Ten Commandments. And the scriptures tell us if you've broken one of them, you've broken them all. So you see, our state is not so great, is it? So why do bad things happen to good people? The answer is there's really not any good people. Only God is good. Now, here's the beautiful thing. You can become good, but not by your power and not by your effort. Only by the grace of God. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. It says, God saved you by his grace. Everyone say grace. Grace. Saved you by his grace when you believed. Look, not when you became good, not when you started doing better, but when you believed. And you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God who is good, if I can add. Salvation is not a reward for the good things you have done, we have done. Why? Because I can never be good enough. So none of us can boast about it. In other words, I can't be good, but I look to him who is good. And I say, I need some goodness. And when I believe upon him, God takes all of my non-goodness and he takes it out and he gives me his goodness, his righteousness, the Bible calls it. And only because of that am I saved, freed from the penalty of death that sin has caused. And now I have life in him forevermore. You with me? Why does bad things happen to good people? Well, because God wanted to give us a choice. God wanted to give us a choice. Everyone say choice. My mom is in heaven right now, and if there is any regret, in heaven, it's because she made me eat Brussels sprouts when I was a child. And the Lord's reminding her of that. When I was a kid, my mom made me eat Brussels sprouts and actually cooked spinach. I can't do it. I didn't have a choice, and I would like gag. I'm like, you know, trying to eat these things. And I get you zealots come up to me after the first and second service. They're like, but Brussels sprouts are good, Pastor. I don't care. Just keep it to yourself. Keep your death vegetables to yourself. I was forced to eat Brussels sprouts. I didn't have a choice. Why? This is a big question people ask. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why is there sin in the world? One little kid asked me just a couple weeks ago, if God knew Satan was going to rebel and cause all those problems, why did he allow it? Now, I'm not God, but I'm going to give you a very simple answer because people, theologians, much smarter than me, talk about this. Simply put, because he wants us to have a choice. He wants us to choose him and not be forced. God never force, write this down, some of you. God never force feeds his goodness. He wants us to receive it, obey it, follow it. God wants you to have a choice. In fact, here's what Jesus said about it. He said, you can enter God's kingdom only through the narrow gate. Everyone say narrow gate. Okay, just narrow means narrow, okay? Narrow gate. The highway to hell is broad, and its gate is wide for many who choose that way. Everyone say choose. So see the choice? You choose that way. But the gateway to life is very narrow, and the road is difficult, and only a few find it. We don't have time to get into the difficulty aspect because God never said Christianity and follow Jesus was going to be easy because he literally tells us to take up our cross and follow him. But there's this aspect in the scriptures where Jesus says, listen, there's a choice that you have. You can go the broad way where I'm working on my own success. I'm working on my own goodness. I'm working on trying to get there on my own effort. I'm trying pleasure. I'm trying things of the world. I'm trying money. I'm trying all these things. And that way, as long as I'm not as bad as that guy, God will accept me. And Jesus says, no, that's the broad way. The narrow way is this way, and there's only one door, and the reason it's narrow is because the door's name is Jesus Christ. And I can only get on this path through Jesus Christ and walk in the way of obedience according to his word. It's a choice. It's a choice. And God gives everyone the choice. In fact, Jesus goes on just before that, and he says, keep on asking in Matthew 7, and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking, and you will find. Keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks, the door will be open. Jesus made it clear that the path to eternal life is open to everyone who asks and everyone who chooses that way. God doesn't force anyone to be evil. He doesn't force anyone to deny him, and he doesn't force anyone to be good and to accept him. He says, listen, these are the ways. Which one are you going to walk in? Which are you going to walk in? Why do bad things happen to good people? This is not heaven. No one's really good. God wants to give us a choice, and I hope you make the choice of Jesus today, and in fact, every single day of your life. And third, write this down, God wants to show his goodness through your problem. The worst thing that can happen in your problem or in a catastrophe or in a question you can't answer, and by the way, just because you can't think of a good reason of why this is happening in your life or why this is happening in the world or why this is happening in culture, just because you can't think of a good reason doesn't mean there isn't one. Because God's ways are higher than ours. But God wants to work through our problem and through our circumstance for his good. Look at Romans 28, 28. It says, and we know that in all things, how many things? All things. God works for the good of those who, watch this, love him, who have chosen his way, who have been called according to his purpose, not my purpose, his purpose. And God uses these circumstances and trials and troubles in our life so that we might walk through them and see his goodness even in the darkness. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he's with me, and his rod and his staff, they comfort me. And he's so bold and brazen and good, he even prepares a table before me in the midst of my enemies. Even though I'm surrounded by problems and questions and troubles, Jesus is there. I say, listen, I got you, because I'm the one who's good, you're not, and just rest in my goodness even with this chaos going on. He's good, and he wants to work through your problem and your circumstance with his goodness. Why do bad things happen to good people? Because God is on the move, and the best is yet to come. This isn't heaven, but one day we'll be there.